everybody. This is Again With This holiday special. Today's episode is Darren Star of Wonder, Darren Star of Light. And now here are your hosts,
Tara Aranio and Sarah D. Bunting.
Hello, Sarah and Dave.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for bearing with us through this month of December that has been...
This fucking holiday season. God damn it.
Squeef humbug.
We are recording this 4 days before Halloween, but never mind that. Before we get into today's very special episode, we want to tell you about what's happening on the Patreon. Again with this, 125 is going to be... dropping on December the 23rd. Let me just confirm that as I skip ahead. Oh, skip too far. Yes, 23rd. Let's watch Tori Spelling in A Carol Christmas. This is a Hallmark movie that she did in 2003. It is on YouTube. We'll link it in the show notes. Is it a gloss on the Christmas Carol? Yes, it is. And we will get into that. If you want to hear that and the previous 124 Again with this episodes, you can go to patreon.com/againwiththis to get in that Patreon and access all of that very special bonus content. All right, now, here we go. Darren Star of Wonder, Darren Star of Light. It is, as we've said, the holidays. Since we had fun last time, I thought I would write a game for the two of you to play. Once again, did not want Sarah to have a huge advantage, so it couldn't be trivia about either of the Star Wars shows that we discuss. And then I remembered... what's one thing the stars of these two shows love to do? Appear in holiday-themed TV movies. Although I say holiday, they're Christmas movies. We all know it. I'm going to tell you a Starverse star and a description of a TV Christmas movie they were in and four possible titles that very real movie might be called. If you guess the title correctly, you get 3 points. If your first guess is wrong, you can try again. If you guess the right one from the three remaining options, you get 1 point.
Got it.
And to make sure Sarah didn't have an advantage, no TV movie that we have talked about on Patreon or elsewhere is in the game. So no North Pole, no A Carol Christmas, no Christmas in Palm Springs, no Dear Christmas. Here are the stakes. We have all watched and loathed Beverly Hills 90210's season 3 Christmas episode, It's a Totally Happening Life. It is in the TV episode Hall of Shame, aka the Nonak, at our sister podcast, Extra Hot Great. So to make sure that you are both fighting your hardest to win today, the loser has to buy a gift for the winner worth no more than $30 inspired by that episode. Will it be a Christmas cookie kit so the winner can make B and J cookies at home? Will it be a novice angel ornament for the tree? A garbage truck you can imagine mowing down the cast with? That's up to the loser to figure out and explain when they send the winner their gift. And the winner will report on this gift in the future episode of the podcast. So here we go for the game. We have 42 TV movies and a tiebreaker. Are you ready to play Darren Star of Wonder, Darren Star of Light?
Yes.
All right, Sarah, you are up first. Rob Estes was in a TV movie in 2014, The Synopsis. When the beloved quartet of postal detectives discover an urgent letter written to God on Christmas Eve, they delay their own plans to help a little girl whose mother's life hangs in the balance. Is this movie called The Christmas Stamp, Signed, Sealed, Delivered for Christmas, The Christmas Pen Pal, or A Cure for Christmas?
Okay, these are all pretty credible. I've whittled it down to two. Is it the last one you said, A Cure for Christmas?
That is not correct. Your remaining choices are The Christmas Stamp, Signed, Sealed, Delivered for Christmas, and The Christmas Pen Pal.
Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Hopefully it's mine.
Correct.
Yay.
For 1 point. Over to Dave. David T. Cole. Thomas Calabro. You know him, you love him. He plays Michael. Oh, I hate that Michael. He's so smug. He was in a TV movie in 2004. Here's the synopsis. Santa's son and successor is looking for a suitable Mrs. Claus before he can take over the family business. Is that movie called Single Santa Seeks Mrs. Claus, A Date with Santa, Finding Mrs. Claus or Santa's Romance?
It should be called Casual Santa, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag SWS.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Finding Mrs. Claus on that one.
That really? Is not correct.
That's what I would have guessed.
Your remaining choices are Single Santa Seeks Mrs. Claus, A Date with Santa, or Santa's Romance.
Ugh. Santa's Romance?
That's not correct. Believe it or not, it's fucking Single Santa Seeks Mrs. Claus. Wow. Pretty much.
Oh, come on, guys.
Good grief. All right, back to Sarah. Gabrielle Carteris was in a TV movie in 2011. Elisa Donovan, Ginger from 90210, was also in it. Synopsis is, a woman must set things right when a mysterious lady named Noelle grants her 12 wishes and they magically come true for Christmas. Is this movie called The Christmas Genie, The Christmas Lamp, The 12 Gifts of Christmas, or The 12 Wishes of Christmas?
I think it is one of the 12s, and I'm going to go with the 12 gifts of Christmas.
That is not correct. The remaining choices, the Christmas genie, the Christmas lamp, or the 12 wishes of Christmas.
I mean, but wouldn't she be named Genie? Now I'm doubting myself. I'm going to stick with the 12. 12 wishes.
That's correct for 1 point.
Okay.
Back to Dave. Hmm. Patrick Muldoon and Denise Richards were in a TV movie in 2015 with this synopsis. A high-flying advertising executive returns to her hometown following the death of her aunt, whose dying wish was for her niece to reopen her bakery shop and host the town's 50th annual Christmas cookie contest.
It's already too much information, but is this advertising company called Sky High Advertising?
Wow, good memory. Shit. All right, your title choices are A Christmas Recipe for Love, A Tough Christmas Cookie, The Christmas Snap, or A Christmas Reunion.
Well, The Christmas Snap, this sounds like something that's going to come from Marvel about Thanos, which I might watch.
Do you want to hear your options again?
Yeah, sure.
Leaving that one out because you've rejected it already?
I haven't rejected it.
Okay.
I'm just saying it could be a Thanos Christmas.
Fair enough. Here are your choices.
Thanos needs love, too.
That's true.
Maybe if Thanos had love in his life, he wouldn't feel the need to destroy half the universe.
Indeed.
42 questions.
He does have two daughters.
It's not my problem.
Your choices are A Christmas Recipe for Love, A Tough Christmas Cookie, The Christmas Snap, or A Christmas Reunion.
I like A Tough Christmas Cookie.
That is not correct. Your remaining options
are... No, I'm just saying, personally. You know me, I like a dry cookie.
That's true. You also
my
like A Christmas Snap. Your remaining choices are A Christmas Recipe for Love, The Christmas Snap, or A Christmas Reunion.
Ugh, A Christmas Reunion is so generic. I'm going to go with that one.
Correct!
Nice.
Dave's
on the board.
Sarah D. Bunting. Tori Spelling was in a TV movie in 1987 with this synopsis. Three mental patients think they are the wise men seeking Jesus in 1980s Los Angeles. Your title choices are...
Three Crazy Men.
Magi Magic.
Oh.
The Three Kings, Avenue of the Christmas Stars, and City of Christmas Angels.
I'm seeking Jesus right now. This is such a bad idea.
Got 42 questions, sure.
we can cut this down if it gets real long.
Gosh, could I hear them again very quickly, please?
Of course. Magi Magic, The Three Kings, Avenue of the Christmas Stars, City of Christmas Angels.
Magi Magic is so bad that I think that has to be the one.
Your remaining
Damn
choices.
It.
The Three Kings, Avenue of the Christmas Stars, City of Christmas Angels.
The Three Kings?
Correct for 1 point. Back to Dave. Mm-hmm. Josie Bassett, played Jane on Melrose Place, was in a TV movie in 2013 with this synopsis. A young boy learns to be a man after the death of his father and forms a special bond with a dog. Your title choices are Christmas with Buster, Christmas with Baxter, Christmas with Tucker, or Christmas with Tyler.
Oh, come on. Baxter.
Buster, Tucker, or Tyler?
Buster. Buster.
Christmas with Tucker, of all damn things.
Sure.
Love this
Back
car.
To Sarah. Denise Dowse was in a TV movie in 2018 with this synopsis. A holiday encounter with a forsaken boyfriend forces money-grubbing Mia Stone to re-examine her past, present, and future. Was this movie called Mia's Christmas Ghosts, A Stone Cold Christmas, Getting Scrooged Over, or Ghosts and Gifts?
I don't... if I knew which network. Getting Scrooged Over.
Not correct. Your remaining choices are Mia's Christmas Ghosts, A Stone Cold Christmas, and Ghosts and Gifts.
These are all equally good slash bad. A Stone Cold Christmas.
Good for 1 point.
So you remember the scene where they take Santa and they put him on the slab, they start cutting him up and they fold him into ice cream?
I was going to say the people's elbow or the pole, the pole's elbow.
Excellent.
Gotta have it. Want it. Need it. Gotta have it.
Dave. Yeah. Jenny Garth. Uh-huh. You know her. You
sure.
tolerate yep. her. Was in a TV movie in 2011 with this synopsis.
You know her. You tolerate her. Put that on your CV.
It's love at first sight yeah. when Rusty the Labrador and Sherry the Poodle meet one day while jogging in the park. Even better, their owners fall in love too. But love is more complicated for the people, Susan and Jake, who marry and attempt to combine their large family of five children. With kids fighting in a household in complete chaos, it's up to the dogs to keep the family together. Is this movie called A Christmas Wedding Tale, T-A-I-L, yeah, rather.
Got it.
Christmas Goes to the Dogs, A Very Waggy Christmas Wedding, or Take This Paw in Marriage?
I like A Very Waggy Christmas Wedding because you get the ending right away, and I feel like that's a network clue. It's like, this is going to feel, you're going to feel good after this one. So that's what I'm going for. Well, it should be.
I agree. I just want to note, all of these alternate titles I made up.
Yeah.
It's really yeah. lit up.
I would have rejected Waggy because I was like, oh, that's much too terrible for Tara to have written it.
Nope. I know. This accessed the stupidest part of my brain. Dave, your remaining choices are A Christmas Wedding Tale, Christmas Goes to the Dogs, or Take This Paw in Marriage.
I ain't working here no more. Take this paw in marriage.
I feel like A Christmas Tale's probably been done before. Not that it would stop them. I know you can do titles the same, but I'm going to go with the Paw in Marriage one. Yeah.
It is, in fact, A Christmas Wedding Tale, T-A-I-L. Oof. Sarah.
Yes.
Vanessa Estelle Williams was in a TV movie in 2019 with the synopsis, a group of neighbors struggles with finding time for their families during the holiday season. Was this movie called Christmas on the Cul-de-Sac, One Fine Christmas, Too Many Christmas Trees, or The Brightest Christmas Gift?
Too Many Christmas Trees.
Not correct. Remaining choices are Christmas on the Cul-de-Sac, One Fine Christmas, and The Brightest Christmas Gift.
I mean, again, I'm talking myself into things and out of them again. So Christmas on the Cul-de-Sac sounds like too bland and good. So maybe it's that. So Cul-de-Sac.
No. It's One Fine Christmas, the most generic one. Back to Dave. Mm-hmm. James Eckhouse, he plays Jim Welsh. Yep. He was in a TV movie in 1988 with this synopsis. A widower not wanting to face his first Christmas alone responds to an ad for social introductions. Was this TV movie called Single Bells, The Christmas Card, Punch and the Personals, or The Christmas Wife?
No. Christmas Wife.
Yes! Our first nice. Christmas answer. I really thought Single Bells might get you. I was
and
proud
we're
of
back
that
in
one.
A tie. Good job, Dave.
All right, Sarah, back to you. Tori Spelling, also back in this game. She was in a different TV movie in 2012 with this synopsis. A talented singer forms a musical group and challenges her rivals to a competition on Christmas Eve. Was this movie called The Twinkles, The Christmas Angels, The Mistletoes, or The Poinsettia Sisters?
I want it to be The Mistletoes, but it isn't. Can I hear the first two again, please?
You can hear them all. The Twinkles, the Christmas Angels, the Mistletoes, or the Poinsettia Sisters?
I'm going to learn my lesson about network Christmas SEO and guess the Christmas Angels.
No.
Fuck.
The Twinkles, the Mistletoes, or the Poinsettia Sisters?
The Poinsettia Sisters?
No.
God.
It's the Mistletoes.
Why?
I don't know.
That was my first instinct. Why didn't I go with it?
Dave.
Yeah.
Shannon Doherty and Antonio Sabato Jr. were in a TV movie in 2014 with this synopsis. When a boy gets his Christmas wish of having different parents, he finds himself living the extravagant lifestyle he always dreamed of, but at what cost? Mm-hmm.
It's not just, I'm rich and everything worked out.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Your title choices are All I Want for Christmas, My Christmas Wish, Wish Upon a Christmas Star, or New Parents for Christmas.
Jesus.
Would you like to hear those choices again?
Sure. I mean, they're so generic. I could just pick a random, I think.
All I Want for Christmas, My Christmas Wish, Wish Upon a Christmas Star, New Parents for Christmas.
I'm going to go with the last one only because it's the only one that speaks to the thrust of the narrative, which I'm sure is why it's not going to be that one. But let's see.
New Parents for Christmas is not correct. Your remaining choices, All I Want for Christmas, My Christmas Wish, Wish Upon a Christmas Star.
My Christmas Wish?
Nope. All I Want for Christmas.
Come on.
Sarah.
Although, Tara, New Parents for Christmas, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I know. I'm sorry.
Very believable.
Vanessa Estelle Williams back again. She was in a TV movie just last year, 2021, with this synopsis. When ambitious event designer Amy Kessler is hired by famous pop singer Tiffany Christmas to put together her large family's fabulous 10-year family reunion, she unexpectedly falls for Tiffany's cousin Calvin, who decides to team up with her to put on the best family reunion ever. Is this ridiculous-sounding movie called Carols for the Christmas Family, A Reunion for Christmas, A Christmas Family Christmas, or Welcome to the Christmas Family Reunion?
First of all, I hate you. Second of all, Welcome to the Christmas Family Reunion is my answer.
Wow. Unbelievably, that's correct for 3 points. Back to Dave.
Jesus.
And back to Patrick Muldoon. He was in a different TV movie in 2012 with this synopsis. 'Tis the season for Evelyn Wright. Literally, because she is a party planner in New York. At the last minute, Eve finds out one of her agency's top clients is throwing a huge event in LA on Christmas Eve. Eve must decide whether to take on the event or risk her career to go on a romantic vacation with her boyfriend, Darren. Unbeknownst to Eve, her future all depends on whether or not she makes the plane. In parallel, we see her follow both choices. Is this movie called Christmas Eve and Christmas Odds, The Christmas Party Planner, All About Christmas Eve, or Which Christmas for Eve? ?
Oh. Well, All About Christmas Eve. I don't think there's been too many references like that. What was the last one again, please?
Which Christmas for Eve?
Yeah, that sounds dumb. I'm going to go with that one.
Nope. Your remaining choices are Christmas Eve and Christmas Odds, The Christmas Party Planner, or All About Christmas Eve.
Well, Christmas Eve and Christmas Odds is a story about Christmas in Vegas at the roulette table.
Or a mathematician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The problem with this game is the titles leave my head as soon as you say them because they're incredibly generic. So what are the other two?
Christmas Eve and Christmas Odds, The Christmas Party Planner, or All About Christmas Eve.
the planner.
It's All About Christmas Eve somehow, believe it or not.
Christmas, 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 Christmas.
Sarah.
Oh my God, yes.
Cameron Bancroft was in a TV movie in 2021 with this synopsis. The fate of the Coyote Creek Inn and Paige's relationships are both left to the magic of the holiday season to decide. It was this movie called Coyote Creek Christmas, A Creekside Holiday, Christmas at the Inn, or Skating on Coyote Creek?
Not a little of the old Coyote Creek In and Out.
Not an Acme Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Over the canyon and through the woods. Could I hear the first two again, please?
You may hear them all again. Coyote Creek Christmas, a creekside holiday, Christmas at the Inn, or skating on Coyote Creek?
A Coyote Creek Christmas.
Correct for 3 points. Dave.
Yep.
Daphne Zuniga was in a Christmas movie in 2006 with this synopsis. Kevin thinks his Christmas day couldn't be more messed up. Then his son suddenly wishes it was Christmas every day. Is this movie called Starting Over for Christmas, Christmas Every Day, Kevin's Christmases, or Christmas Do-Over?
Christmas Every Day. Do-Over.
Your remaining choice is
Do-Over.
Do-Over is correct for 1 point. Sarah.
Yes.
Jenny Garth is back. She was in a Christmas movie in 2013 with this synopsis. A corporate workaholic wakes up in an alternate universe married to her childhood sweetheart. Is this movie called Home for Christmas, Holidays, D-A-Z-E, Working from Home for the Holidays, or The Holiday Husband?
I want to believe that you did not do the one with the Z in it. So I'm going to answer Holidays.
You're correct. That's good for 3 points. Dave. Friggin' Patrick Muldoon is back again.
I don't even know who that is.
He played Richard on Melrose.
It doesn't help me, but no, okay.
He crawled out of the grave.
Yes, he did.
Nothing?
Okay. We thought he was dead. He was alive.
All right.
He did a different TV movie in 2004. Also in this movie, Bruce Thomas, who was Abby Malone's husband, who Val slept with, and before that was Joe's brother. The synopsis of this Patrick Muldoon vehicle. On Christmas Day, Santa brings two lonely people together. But can love overcome deception? Was this movie called Meeting Under the Mistletoe, A Very Merry Match, A Boyfriend for Christmas, or Mix and Mingle?
That is the Jingle Bell Rock.
I'm going to go Mix and Mingle.
No, that was my very good title that someone should use. The remaining options are Meeting Under the Mistletoe, A Very Merry Match, or A Boyfriend for Christmas.
Very Merry Match.
Nope. Boyfriend for Christmas, somehow. Sarah D. Benton.
Somehow.
Anne-Marie Johnson, who played Alicia, who was Bobby's lawyer / Peter's girlfriend on Melrose, was in a TV movie in 2019 with this synopsis. Life is short, so live to your full potential. That's literally the whole thing. And your title options are Dear Santa, I Need a Date, Single on Santa's Sleigh, Jingle Bells and Jingle Bows, or A New Love for Christmas?
It's not going to be the Bows one because you would spell that correctly, but nobody else would. So it's the last one, New Love for Christmas.
That's not true. Dear Santa, I Need a Date, Single on Santa's Sleigh, or the already rejected Jingle Bells and Jingle Bows?
Dear Santa.
Correct for 1 point. Dave.
Yep.
Gabrielle Carteris. Back again. She's in a Christmas movie in 2005 with this synopsis. In the tradition of such classic films as Miracle on 34th Street, a hip, eccentric marketing genius teaches a widow and her son the miracle of Christmas. Sounds insufferable. Was this movie called Boughs of Holly Hall, Deck the Halls, Texting Santa, or Christmas.com?
I'm just going to go with Deck the Halls.
Correct for 3 points!
Nice!
We are roughly halfway through this game that no one is enjoying. Let's get a score break from Sarah.
Dave is trying to climb out of a fairly significant hole with 8 points. I have 14 somehow.
Okay. Still a lot of game to play, so let's get back into it. Sarah.
Yes.
Greg Evigan was in a TV movie just last year, 2021, with this synopsis. The holiday season is in full swing when Emma learns that the resort where she used to spend Christmases with her family is being redeveloped. Was this movie called Last Christmas at the Inn, Selling Christmas, An Extended Family Christmas, or Blending Christmas?
Also Christmas BJ.
Right.
How Dr. Dan Ruined Christmas. Last Christmas at the Inn makes sense, so it's probably not that, unless it is. So I'm going to guess Last Christmas at the Inn.
Remaining options are Selling Christmas, An Extended Family Christmas, or Blending Christmas.
I don't understand where extended and blending come in, so I'm going to go with Selling Christmas.
Nope. It's blending. It's for whatever reason.
All right.
Back to Dave. You know who this guy is. Grant Show. He was in a TV movie in 2019 with this synopsis. Recently, single Jessica sends Christmas cards to people who have impacted her life. The aunt who raised her, her younger brother in the military, a pop star who was part of the soundtrack of her life, the music teacher who inspired her, and the best friend who always tells the truth. Was this dumb-sounding movie called Right Before Christmas, as in W-R-I-T-E, The Christmas Card Conundrum, Catching Up for Christmas, or Five Christmas Cards? Once again, those titles. Right Before Christmas, The Christmas Card Conundrum, Catching Up for Christmas, or Five Christmas Cards.
Catching Up for Christmas.
Nope.
Five Christmas Cards.
Nope. It's Right Before Christmas.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Conundrum you told on yourself.
But I suppose that's true.
That was tough.
Sarah, Kristen Davis was in a TV movie in 2016 with this synopsis. Upon her untimely death, a workaholic who never put much value into the joys of Christmas, finds herself recruited to be a Christmas angel and is assigned a hard luck case that she accidentally falls in love with. Is this movie called A Gift from Heaven, A Heavenly Christmas, An Angel's Christmas Gift, or...
What Happened to My Vagina?
Or Christmas on Wings of Love.
Oh, Harf!
I'm going to read them again. Oh, A Gift from Heaven, A Heavenly Christmas, An Angel's Christmas Gift, or Christmas on Wings of Love, which already made you barf.
Christmas on Wings of Barf.
Nope. That was me. Your remaining options are A Gift from Heaven, A Heavenly Christmas, or an Angel's Christmas Gift.
An Angel's Christmas Gift.
It's A Heavenly Christmas.
God damn it.
Dave, Ian Ziering was in a TV movie in 2009 with this synopsis.
Sharknado. Christmas.
Was it? I should have put that in. After suffering a personal tragedy, a social worker throws herself into finding homes for children in need at Christmas. Was this movie called The Christmas Hope, Fostering Christmas, A Child's Christmas Dreams, or Cozy for Christmas?
Cozy for Christmas.
Nope.
Fostering Christmas.
Nope.
Thank God.
Sharknado Christmas.
We're going to need a bigger Christmas.
I don't know how they haven't done a Sharknado Christmas movie yet, but they haven't. This was Christmas. Called...
It's a tornado that throws out sharks, and then the sharks throw out gifts.
That's right.
It's just like an alternate distribution method for Santa Inc.
Shark Vent Calendar.
Yeah. The actual title of that one was The Christmas Hope. Sarah. Daphne Zuniga did another TV movie in 2019 with this synopsis. Lucas, a wealthy French entrepreneur, heads to Montana for a very attractive business proposal. There, he meets Robin, falls in love, and whisks her away to Paris on a whirlwind Christmas adventure. But will business bring an end to this romance? Was this movie called Christmas at the Eiffel Tower, Christmas at the Ritz, Christmas in Paris, or Christmas in French?
Christmas in French?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joyeux Noël. Christmas in Paris.
Correct for 3 points. Dave, Dina Meyer, you know her. You saw her boobs in Starship Troopers.
Sure.
Was in a TV movie in 2021 with this synopsis. On a friend's advice, Gabby Jones, fashion photographer, takes a holiday retreat. She then finds that there's more behind a photo when she meets wildlife photographer Sean.
Focus on Love.
You're close to one of them. Mm. Your options are Picturing Christmas, Christmas in Focus, A Picture Perfect Holiday, or A Holiday Flash.
Is this because I'm a lesbian?
Picture Perfect Holiday.
Correct for 3 points.
Nice. Well done.
Sarah, our beloved Laura Layton was in a TV movie in 2018 with this synopsis. Emma, a different Emma from before, presumably, returns home to celebrate Christmas for the last time with her siblings in the house they grew up in. After their parents' recent passing, the siblings reluctantly agree to sell the family home on Honeysuckle Lane. Is this movie called A Honeysuckle Holiday, Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane, A Honeysuckle Family Reunion, or Home to Honeysuckle for Christmas? The word honeysuckle has lost all meaning.
I was just going to say, I hesitate to ask you to read these again, but I hear them again, please?
I'm happy to. A Honeysuckle Holiday, Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane, A Honeysuckle Family Reunion, or Home to Honeysuckle for Christmas.
Honeysuckle Family Reunion?
No. Your remaining options. Honeysuckle Holiday, Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane, Home to Honeysuckle for Christmas.
I hate the word honeysuckle right now. Honeysuckle Holiday?
No.
Oh.
Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane.
Oh, that's a terrible... I mean, they're all terrible.
They are all terrible.
Congratulations.
This is what we're learning.
Bad.
Dave.
Yep.
Daphne Zuniga from Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Made a different TV movie in 2018 with this synopsis. A flower shop owner enters the local holiday floral show in an effort to win a cash prize to keep her struggling business afloat, but she starts to fall for one of her direct competitors. This is basically the same plot as the pumpkin pie movie that you watched, except with flowers. Is this movie called A Christmas Arrangement, Christmas in Bloom, A Christmas Bouquet, or Love with Boughs of Holly?
Christmas Arrangement.
Correct for 3 points.
Wow.
Nicely
that seemed
done.
Too good to be real.
Mm. Sarah, Shannon Doherty's back with the TV movie she made in 2016, which has this synopsis. After her latest job goes awry, a thief, Shannon Doherty, heads to her hometown in Connecticut to lay low over the Christmas holiday. Can the spirit of the holiday, combined with a stint babysitting her niece and nephew, cure her of her wicked ways? Is this movie called Christmas Caper, Bad Elf, Stealing Christmas, or Heist for the Holidays?
Stealing Christmas.
No. Your remaining options are Christmas Caper, Bad Elf, or Heist for the Holidays.
I don't know if I really think this is it or if I just want it to be, but let's go with Bad Elf.
No. Christmas Caper.
Mm.
Dave, it's your turn to have a Greg Evigan title.
Okay.
He was in a movie in 2015 with this synopsis. When a princess escapes her entourage to explore New York City over Christmas, she meets a young man, not Greg Evigan, he's old by now, who shows the beautiful stranger his side of the city. Was this movie called Crowning Christmas, A Royal Christmas Adventure, It's Christmas Time in the City, or Once Upon a Holiday?
God. Sorry, I totally blanked on the year. What year?
2015.
Oh, he's still doing it.
He's basically around.
Not that old, Jesus.
No, but he's too old to be a young man in this movie.
Sure.
Do you want to hear the titles again?
Yeah, let's do that again.
Crowning Christmas. A Royal Christmas Adventure.
Yeah. Crowning Christmas, I don't like that one. Yeah.
A Royal Christmas Adventure. Yeah. It's Christmas Time in the City, or Once Upon a Holiday.
This is one of the few ones I actually feel good on, just because it just feels super generic. And I go, Once Upon a Holiday.
That's good for 3 points!
That's what I would have picked, too. Yeah. Well done.
Something felt wrong about the other ones. I can't really...
And we're all tied up again!
Oh, man. Sarah. Stanley Campbell, RIP, we miss him. He was in a TV movie in 1988 with this synopsis. Stanley Campbell, for those listening, he played Amanda's boss on Melrose and Tony with a Y, Marchette on 90210. Here's the synopsis. Mm-hmm. A ruthless toy tycoon, Sarah, believe it or not, Harry Hamlin, out to crush all of his competitors, travels to the North Pole to put an end to his biggest rival. Was this movie called All's Fair in Christmas Business, The Christmas Takeover, Toying with Santa, or Putting Santa Out of Business?
The Christmas Takeover.
Correct for 3 points. Dave.
Yeah.
Laura Layton was in a TV movie in 1998 directed by Peter Bogdanovich with this synopsis.
Wow.
Inspired by the 1948 movie Naked City, this film follows two cops working the streets on the down low. Their latest assignment is the case of a serial killer who became active around Christmas. However, an ambitious reporter gets in their way. Is this movie called Naked City, : A Killer Christmas, Naked City, : Dead for Christmas, Naked City, : Santa's Slay, S-L-A-Y, or Naked City, : Slashing Through the Snow? And I'm going to read those again.
Holy cow.
I'll skip the Naked City part. It's Naked City, : in front of all of these. A Killer Christmas.
Okay.
Dead for Christmas.
Yeah.
Santa's Sleigh or Slashing Through the Snow.
Oh, God. Okay. Read them once again because I have a theory.
But okay.
Okay.
A Killer Christmas.
Yeah.
Dead for Christmas.
Yeah.
Santa's Sleigh.
Yeah.
Or Slashing Through the Snow.
I think it's either Santa's Sleigh or Killer Christmas. Because the other ones aren't like Christmas on the nose. And I'm going to go with a less punny one because I think that's the way these roll. So Killer Christmas.
Correct for 3 points. But it was fun making up those. I was very proud of slashing through the snow.
Slashing Through the Snow is a nice bit of business. Well
Thank
done.
You so much. That's probably a real title of a Christmas horror movie.
Uh-huh. Santa's Sleigh for sure is. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yes.
Fucking Jenny Garth is back in a TV movie that she did in 2003 with Stephen Eckholt, also a Jane love interest on Melrose. Mm-hmm. And it had this synopsis. Newspaper reporter Rebecca Chandler researches a story on a mysterious man who grants elaborate Christmas wishes expressed in letters to Santa. Was this movie called Letters to Santa, Secret Santa, Santa's Helper, or Santa's Busiest Elf?
I think it's letters, Secret Santa.
Secret Santa is correct for 3 points. Okay. Dave.
Ooh. Yeah.
Cameron Bancroft was
who?
In, you guessed it, another TV movie in 2003.
I don't know who that is.
He was
Virgin Joe, who yard sailed on the tarmac.
That's right.
Heart ailment.
He was a Donna love interest who had a heart problem. He was a football player. And also in this movie was Sean Christian, a different Donna love interest who played beach volleyball, I believe.
Man.
Synopsis.
Yeah.
Year again is 2003. Synopsis. Okay. An FBI agent is assigned as the protective custodian of a straight-talking cocktail waitress after she agrees to testify against her tax cheat boyfriend. Was this movie called Cuffed for Christmas?
No.
Christmas Cocktails, Justice for Christmas, or Undercover Christmas?
Definitely not Cuffed for Christmas. Okay. Well, I guess I don't know what network this is on. Do I? I'm going to stay with my most generic and go Undercover Christmas.
Correct for 3 points.
All right. I found the pattern.
Sarah.
Yes.
Michael Durrell, who played Donna's dad, was in a TV movie in 2013, which had this synopsis. With the threat of having to close her father's candy store, Wendy and her 5-year-old daughter travel to the big city in the hope of making enough money to save it. How were they going to make money in the big city? Unclear. Was this movie
Sex
called...
Sex work? Hello?
Of course, you're
it's
right.
The big city.
You're right. Was this movie called The Christmas Candy Caper, Sweet Christmas, Christmas in the City, or City Sidewalks, Busy Sidewalks?
Really? I mean, I'm now having the Dave problem where they just leak directly out of my brain. Sweet Christmas.
Christmas Candy Caper, Christmas in the City, City Sidewalks, Busy Sidewalks.
Christmas in the City.
Correct for 1 point. You're not going to believe this. Friggin' Daphne Zuniga is back yet again. With a TV movie from 2010, Dave,
yep.
With this synopsis. Joy Robertson goes on strike for Christmas because her husband and sons are wrapped up in their own pursuits and providing no help whatsoever with the many Christmas preparations. Those air quotes are actually in the synopsis. Was this movie called Christmas Picket Line, Dad's Turn for Christmas, Christmas Joy, or On Strike for Christmas?
Oh, God.
A very pinko Christmas.
Christmas labor action.
Yeah.
Santo and Vanzetti.
What network would that be on, though?
I don't know. It's not part of this. Do you want me to look it up?
No. Sorry, was this recently or missed the year?
2010.
Oh, so not really.
Occupy Christmas Street.
They're all very generic. That's the problem. There isn't any ones. Well, maybe the first ones out. Let's go with Striking for Christmas.
I'm going to give you that for 3 points. It's On Strike for Christmas, but that's the one you meant. So,
yeah. Was there another one?
Dave takes the lead.
Ooh, oh, shit. Back to Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah, Cameron Bancroft and Greg Evigan made a TV movie together in 2002 with this synopsis. Mary Higgins Clark's Christmas Fantasy tells the tale of Sterling Brooks, a self-absorbed stockbroker who was killed in a freak accident. In order to secure a heavenly future, Sterling is given the chance to redeem himself by reuniting a family. By the way, this movie also stars Udo Kier. Here are your titles. He Knows When You're Awake, He Sees You When You're Sleeping, Santa's Second Chance, or Santa's Angel.
Good luck.
Yeah, seriously. He Sees You When You're Sleeping.
Correct for 3 points. They auto-played a little bit of the trailer for this when I was looking it up on IMDb, and the freak accident that kills him is, if I recall correctly, he gets hit in the head with a golf ball. Dave.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you this, and we'll do a quick score break. Kelly Rutherford, you have no idea who she plays on Melrose Place, and you shouldn't. She plays a terrible character named Megan. She was in a TV movie in 2017 with this synopsis.
Yep.
While planning her cousin's lavish wedding, Kelsey Wilson's world is turned upside down when private investigator Connor McLean shows up. Connor, hired by an unnamed source, disrupts the upcoming nuptials, but manages to win Kelsey's heart.
Is it called Connor McLean, The Whitest Christmas Ever?
No, it's not.
Because that is the whitest name I've heard in a long time.
It's pretty white. Your mm-hmm. options are Christmas Wedding Planner.
Yep.
Investigating Christmas.
I'm just going to stop you right now. I'm pretty sure it's the first one based on your thing, but okay, yeah.
Okay. The Best Laid Christmas Plans or The Christmas Spy.
Laid.
Okay. Weddings and Christmas together, I feel like it's got to be that one.
The first one, Christmas Wedding Planner?
Ooh, a Christmas Wedding Planner.
Correct for 3 points.
Oh, it's too many. It's like whatever romantic the term for it, it's, you know, romance engine optimization.
Totally.
REO. Yeah. It's just like it's had to be that one.
At this point, I had already randomized all of like the names, and I was like, you each have 2 questions left. So I was starting to lose my mind by this point. So let's get a score break before we hear each of your last 2 questions.
Okay. I am embarrassed to report that I have managed to score 27 points. I'm even more horrified to report on Dave's behalf that he is in the lead with 29 points.
It's not about, it's about learning the patterns, you see. It's not really about.
Well, it's also about like which one of these is Tara proud of, but she tweaked it just a little to be more sucky, or they don't know words this big.
Yeah.
So. Who knows Tara? Which spouse knows Tara better? Dave is winning.
Yeah.
Probably good.
Well, but it's pretty close. And I love to hear it. All right.
Sadly close.
Sarah, our old friend Patrick Muldoon made yet another TV movie in 2013 with this synopsis. 2 feuding pet shop employees fall for each other while escorting a celebrity dog on a Christmas promotional tour.
All right. I already know this one's called Dog Meet Dog.
Here are your options. That is not one of them, but that's a great title, Dave. Okay. Your options are Holiday Tailgate, Holiday Road Trip, Holiday Dog Drive, or Paws, P-A-W-S, for Holiday Romance. Once again, those options are Holiday Tailgate, Holiday Road Trip, Holiday Dog Drive, or Paws for Holiday Romance.
Can we get a spelling on gate?
Gate is G-A-T-E.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's dogs. They might have went full dog stuff.
Oh, okay. I see. It's tailgate, T-A-I-L.
Yeah, I know. I was just
okay.
doing a little
yes.
bit.
All right. Sarah.
It's putting a little pepper in your gumbo.
Understood. I'm going to read them again because it was a long time ago. Holiday tailgate, holiday road trip, holiday dog drive, pause for holiday romance.
Yeah. Holiday, I feel like holiday road trip tells you nothing about this, so that's probably it. So road trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Dave.
Yep.
Perry King. You know him from Riptide.
Oh, I do. Here's a guy I know. Yeah.
He was in a TV movie in 2005 with this synopsis. A loving aunt, A-U-N-T, not the bug, struggles to adopt her young relatives after their parents die in a car accident. Your title options are Holiday Orphans.
Oh, come on.
A Christmas Family. Adopting Christmas or Home for the Holidays.
Sorry, somebody dies in it?
Yeah. Their kids' parents die in a car accident. Their aunt is trying to adopt.
Okay. I would like to believe there's a universe where somebody can get away with calling that Christmas Orphans, because that's kind of funny to me, because, you know, I enjoy dark humor. Okay, and the other ones, please.
Holiday Orphans, A Christmas Family, Adopting Christmas, or Home for the Holidays.
Yeah, I think it's
Adopting Christmas.
Christmas. Oof. I'm pretty sure this is the title of something else, but again, just going for the most generic Home for the Holidays.
Good for the guys.
Yeah.
Sarah D. Bunting.
Mm-hmm.
Dina Meyer. You saw her boobs in Starship Troopers, was in another TV movie in 2005 with this synopsis. The film features the rivalry between two San Francisco Bay Area newspapers and their main writers, both of whom are single, with their friends and family constantly trying to set them up with that special someone. Was this movie called His and Her Christmas, Both Sides of Christmas, A Golden Gate Christmas, or Inking Christmas?
What was the last one?
Inking Christmas.
Inking.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like San Francisco, is it going to ruin everything again? Let's find out, because if I don't get the 3 points on this, Dave wins.
Ooh.
Golden Gate Christmas.
No.
Fuck you.
Your remaining options, His and Her Christmas, Both Sides of Christmas, or Inking Christmas.
Inking Christmas?
Is that your guess? Or you're just
no,
you're
no,
just I'm, you're just
no,
grossed out
my,
by that option.
That's my
okay,
plea, universe.
Right.
Hear my cry okay. And hit the appropriate entity with lightning. No, I'm gonna say Both Sides.
His and Her Christmas. I don't know. Dave, your last question.
Yep.
You can really showboat on this one if you want, because it sounds like you've already won. Jenny Garth makes her final appearance in this game in a TV movie from just last year, 2021, with this synopsis. Mm-hmm. Jamie has a difficult time navigating the holidays after the death of her husband, who loved giving to others at Christmas time. Jamie apparently neutral on it.
Why is everybody dying in these Christmas movies?
Because they have to find love with someone new.
Well, why can't they just not have a... Okay, fine.
Because it complicates things if you have a non-custodial parent that you have to pay to say lines.
Yeah.
All right.
Husband's dead. Jamie's sad.
Got it.
He loved giving to others at Christmas time. She apparently could take or leave it. She gets inspired to give an anonymous donation to a local fundraiser, and the whole town gets in the gift-giving spirit. Newscaster Scott, Cameron Matheson, comes to town to uncover the identity of the Secret Santa. Is this movie called A Generous Christmas, A Kind-Hearted Christmas, The True Meaning of Christmas, or The Christmas Gift?
A t-shirt called Husband Dead, Jamie Sad. Oh, God. Oh, too bad I'm not going to win, or I would request that as my gift. Oh, Jesus.
Well, what was the last one again? Because that was the one I'm going to pick, but it's already fallen out of my head because I'm now picturing this t-shirt.
The last option is The Christmas Gift.
It would be really funny if there's a t-shirt shop that does custom t-shirts, but it's only that format. It's only my name.
Right.
Ex-dead, ex-sad.
Husband dead, my name's sad. It's only thing you can order. You can't order wife. It's only husband. It's all you can do.
Oh, I thought you meant him just in that format, like, can't read shirt,
no.
Bitch fell off.
No,
something.
No, no, no. Okay. It's always husband dead, Tara sad.
All right, do you want to hear your options again?
Not really.
Okay. What's your
the
choice?
The last one.
The Christmas Gift is not correct.
Mm.
Oh. Your other options are A Generous Christmas, A Kind-Hearted Christmas, or The True Meaning of Christmas.
Oh. Kind-Hearted Christmas.
Correct for 1 point.
Nice.
Let's hear those final scores.
Oh, Jesus. I am dead. Sorry, I had to take my glasses off.
You know
off
who didn't appear in any of these synopsis?
Laughing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
No Jesus. Nah, we were Jesus-less.
No, there was a Jesus one.
Was there?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Three wise men seeking Jesus.
Jesus' husband dies.
That's
Jesus dead.
Jesus dead.
Catholicism sad.
World sad.
Oh my God.
Yes, there was a Jesus. Good memory, Sarah. That was three wise men starring Tori Spelling.
That's right.
Okay. I had a disrespectable 30. Dave covered himself with shame/glory and gifts at 33 points.
Hey, there's another Jesus reference for you. So that ought to shut up those little SOBs.
Do you want to hear this, the tiebreaker, just for funsies?
Sure.
Okay. Both Jason Priestley and Luke Perry were in a TV movie in 2008, and I feel like we should cover that next Christmas. But here's the synopsis. A wedding planner looks to persuade her mother not to marry a man she's only known for a brief period of time until an unexpected development forces her to re-examine her feelings. Was that movie called Planning for Love at Christmas, The Chrysanthemum Bouquet, A Very Merry Daughter of the Bride, or Deck the Wedding Hall? Oh my God, I love how much you're both concentrating on that.
Well, I just don't know how we're going to proceed. Why don't you take the first crack?
I can't imagine anyone trying to attempt to spell chrysanthemum except Tara. So I really...
I hope it's not that one.
Which I'm confident she did correctly. I think it was the one after that, the Daughter of the Bride one.
Dave?
Oh, I'm going to go with Deck the Wedding Hall.
Sarah is correct. A Very Merry Daughter of the Bride.
Sometimes like a word goes on longer than nine letters and I'm like, nope, that's Tara.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much for both playing. I'm very excited to see.
Thank you for making this game, which really was a very merry again with Christmas. Yay.
Thank you, Tara.
Happy holidays.
Oh my God, I'm exhausted. Husband dead, Jamie sad.